Welcome back to the deep dive. Imagine getting that thick envelope, maybe a subpoena, maybe a lawsuit. That moment, you know, when you or your business gets officially served, it's not just stressful, it's basically the starting gun. High stakes.
And it's a starting gun that has to be fired just right. If it isn't, the whole legal race, well, it could be invalid from the get-go.
Yeah. So today we're talking about the infrastructure behind that, this whole system that makes sure these critical notifications happen correctly, legally.
Due process.
Right. Exactly. We're diving into how this delivery of the service of process actually works today. And maybe even more critical for businesses, the mandatory role of the registered agent.
Right. The RA. We're drawing heavily today from some really specific local insights, documentation, and expertise from Lafayette Process Servers, LLC, gives us a good look at how things work on the ground, especially in Metairie and New Orleans.
It's a great case study. So our mission for you listening, particularly if you run a business in Louisiana or you're thinking about forming one, maybe an LLC or a corporation, it's to really get the difference between, you know, just clicking a cheap option online versus investing in actual professional state-certified legal support.
It really boils down to compliance, managing risk, and understanding that what looks like just dropping off a letter, it's actually pretty complex.
Okay, let's start there then. Service of process, what exactly is it?
Fundamentally, it's the formal, legally required delivery of documents. Things like summonses, complaints, subpoenas, getting them to the defendant. And it has to follow very strict local rules. You can't just like stick it in the mail.
It needs proof.
It absolutely needs proof. This isn't just registered mail.
So when someone needs to serve papers, say an attorney or a business, they can't just, drop it in the mail slot. They need professionals, right? Logistics that could be audited. How does a firm, like the one we're looking at, handle that? It seems pretty high stakes right from the beginning.
Well, the front end has definitely evolved. They've digitized those first steps. So a client uses a secure online portal. It's built specifically for submitting these documents quickly and, more importantly, securely.
Okay. Convenience meets procedure.
That's a good way to put it. It marries convenience with that necessary procedural rigor.
So an attorney uploads the documents, maybe several at once, but they have to give all the details, like precisely who's being served, the exact address, any special instructions.
Meticulous details, absolutely. Maybe instructions about a security gate or the best time to even try making contact. Anything that helps ensure the service happens correctly.
Because errors there could mess everything up.
Procedural errors can invalidate the whole service. Which is why the money part is interesting, too. Once the documents are submitted and checked, the client gets a prepaid invoice.
Prepaid.
Yes. And the actual service attempt only happens after that invoice is paid.
Okay, that makes sense. You're not paying for success, necessarily.
Yeah.
Like whether they find the person, you're paying for the expert attempt.
Exactly. You're paying for the server's time, their travel, the risk involved, the paperwork they have to generate afterwards, even before they leave the office.
And they need to be ready to go, right? Litigation doesn't wait.
No, the clock is always ticking. That's why the source mentions being available 24/7 for client assistance or updates. Things can move fast.
Okay, so that's how service gets started. Let's flip to the receiving end for businesses. The Louisiana Registered Agent. This is mandatory, you said.
Absolutely mandatory. The Louisiana Secretary of State requires every single LLC or corporation in the state to name one, a registered agent or RA.
And their job is?
They are the official point of contact designated to accept legal mail and, most importantly, service of process on behalf of the company.
Sounds simple enough on the surface, but I bet this is where businesses can easily get into trouble. What are the common mistakes?
Location and availability. Those are the big ones. First, the RA must be a person or a business physically located in Louisiana.
Not just incorporated there, but physically there.
Physically present. And second, they need a physical Louisiana street address, P.O. boxes. Absolutely not allowed. That's non-compliant.
Okay, so I see these cheap online services, $49 a year, maybe $99 there. They sometimes say, oh, just use your home address or maybe the address of your, you know, tiny home office.
Yeah.
Why is that usually a bad idea, practically speaking, even if it meets the letter of the law?
Well, you're putting your privacy on the line and maybe even your business's good standing. If you list your home address, that address becomes public record.
Public, like anyone can look it up.
Anyone. It's right there on the Secretary of State's website. Searchable by process servers, marketers, even potentially unhappy customers or former employees. It's out there.
Okay, not ideal. And the second issue, you mentioned availability.
Right, the availability requirement. This is the one that's almost impossible for, say, a solo entrepreneur to meet reliably on their own.
What is the requirement exactly?
The agent has to be physically available at that designated street address during all regular business hours. Typically, think 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. every single business day, Monday through Friday, holidays excluded.
And if they're not, if the process server shows up at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday and nobody's there?
Well, the server can then file an affidavit, a sworn statement saying service was attempted according to the rules but failed because no one was available to accept.
And that failure, that could lead to disaster, right?
It could lead to the worst case scenario, a default judgment. Your company could lose a lawsuit without you ever even knowing you were sued, just because you weren't physically present during that 9-to-5 window when the server tried to deliver the papers.
Wow. Okay, so that risk alone seems like a huge reason to use a professional service.
It's critical, and that's why the Louisiana Secretary of State actually certifies professional registered agents.
Certifies them. What does that mean?
It means the state has verified that these professional RA services maintain a fully staffed, physical, functioning office during business hours, precisely to help businesses avoid that risk of default judgment. It's like a state-backed layer of compliance protection.
Gotcha. So if I hire one of these certified pros, what kind of mail are they actually handling for my business?
Two main things. First, obviously, the really urgent stuff. Service of process, lawsuits, subpoenas, that's priority number one.
Okay.
But second, and also really important for keeping the business in good standing, is official state mail. This includes things like your mandatory annual reports, tax notices, other critical letters directly from the Secretary of State's office.
And missing those can cause problems too.
Absolutely. Fines, penalties, even potentially having the state administratively dissolve your company if you fail to file your annual report, for example.
Okay, this really brings us to the core decision, doesn't it? When you're setting up a new business, you see those national mail forwarding places offering RA service for, $50, maybe $100 a year. Looks tempting.
Very tempting.
Then you see the local professional process server firms offering the same service, but maybe it's, three or four times that price.
Yeah.
So for you, the listener, trying to make this choice, what's the fundamental difference? Why pay more?
It really comes down to competence in a crisis versus just mail forwarding. According to our sources, the local certified process server is considered the gold standard for a reason. Their main business isn't just handling mail. It's understanding the legal system, the courts, the deadlines.
But the national guys might argue they're faster, right? Everything's scanned, digital, emailed immediately. Isn't that more efficient than a physical office inventory?
That's the common argument, but it misses the point, I think. Sure, a national service might get papers somewhere else, maybe scan them in 24, 48 hours, and email them to you. But think about the local advantage. A local certified agent, like the one our source material focuses on in Metri, their staff often includes professional process servers already. They instantly recognize a summons. They know what court it's from, maybe the 24th JDC right there in Jefferson Parish, as the source specifically mentions. They understand the urgency and the response deadlines immediately.
Ah, that local court knowledge. Knowing the 24th Judicial District Court, the Jefferson Parish Clerk of Court, that's something a national company based somewhere else just won't have.
It's invaluable knowledge. Plus, remember, they're state certified. That confirms they have a real staffed physical office. They can notify the client often within hours, not days. And because they're already in the legal support business, they can often pivot immediately to help the client's attorney with related tasks, like court filing or retrieving other documents right there at the local courthouse. No delay.
It's a partnership, not just a mailbox.
Exactly. It's a trusted local partner who understands the immediate context.
I noticed something interesting in the source material. They use the acronym EEAT. Experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trust. Isn't that usually a term from like Google search rankings for websites? Why is a legal process server talking about EEAT?
That's a sharp catch.
Yeah.
Yeah, typically you hear EEAT in the context of SEO and content quality online, but I think the reason they're using it here is clever. In today's world, even specialized legal services need to build trust online.
Okay.
But here, they're kind of flipping the meaning. They're saying their physical reality, the staffed office in Metairie, the founder's 20 years of actual experience, the state certification that is the real-world proof of their experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trust. It's not just about website content. It's about their verifiable professional standing.
So it's grounding that digital marketing concept in actual physical legal credibility.
Precisely. They're not just selling a website promise, they're selling demonstrated legal capability, which ties back to why, according to the source, a local business attorney like Mike D. in Metairie trusts them. He knows they know the local landscape, the 24th JDC. You're essentially buying peace of mind based on proven local expertise.
You're delegating that critical vulnerability to someone whose entire job is focused on fast, accurate compliance within that specific legal system.
That's it, exactly.
Okay, let's touch on a couple of practical points for listeners who might be running businesses. We strongly advised against being your own agent, but let's say someone insists. What else should they think about besides the privacy risk and having to be chained to the office 9 to 5?
Well, they need to be prepared for the actual moment of service. If a process server walks in, they have to accept the documents professionally, calmly. They can't obstruct the server. And then, critically, they need to immediately contact their attorney. It's a massive potential distraction from actually running the business.
Yeah, I can see that. The source material really hammers that point.
Right.
Strongly advises against it for those practical reasons.
Very strongly.
Now, what if a business started with, say, a cheap national service, or maybe they used a friend initially, and now they want to switch to a local certified professional RA. Is that a complicated process?
No, actually, it's pretty straightforward in Louisiana. You just file a specific form with the Secretary of State. It's called a Statement of Change of Registered Agent.
Simple form.
Relatively simple form. Once that's filed and processed, the new agent officially takes over all those duties. It's a clean handoff.
Good to know.
Okay.
Okay, before we wrap up, we absolutely have to include the big flashing warning sign that comes with any discussion involving legal processes.
Yes, definitely. We need to be crystal clear. We've been talking about legal infrastructure, compliance requirements, giving general information based on our sources. Oh. But this conversation is absolutely not legal advice. Under no circumstances should it be taken as a substitute for consulting with a qualified attorney.
So if you, the listener, have actually received legal papers, a summons, a subpoena, anything like that,
you need to speak with a qualified lawyer immediately. Discuss your specific situation, your rights, your options. The professionals we've mentioned, like Lafayette Process Servers, they are expert process servers and registered agents. They are not lawyers.
Very important distinction. Okay, so let's try to boil this down. What's the main takeaway for a business in Louisiana?
I think the core takeaway is this. Choosing your registered agent isn't just checking a box on a form. It's a fundamental decision that impacts your company's compliance, your privacy, and frankly, your ability to even mount a defense if you get sued. Opting for a local state-certified expert isn't just about paying a bit more. It's about building the strongest possible defense against a simple administrative mistake causing a massive legal headache down the road.
Maximum defense against unnecessary exposure.
Well put.
And for listeners who might want to explore that local expertise further, we know the founder mentioned Scott Frank has over 2 decades in this field. The contact is 504-290-8344. And the physical office address is 1 Galleria Boulevard, Suite 1900 in Metairie, Louisiana.
Right. And maybe here's a final thought to chew on, something provocative.
Okay.
We know a process server's job often involves finding people who might not want to be found. The source material even mentions specialized services like skip tracing in New Orleans or doing a process server stakeout.
Right, the investigative side.
Exactly. So consider this. When you choose a local certified registered agent who is also a professional process server firm, you're not just getting an address to receive mail. You're potentially gaining a partner who has real on-the-ground investigative skills and local knowledge. Someone who actually knows how to find people when necessary for your own legal needs.
That's a capability far beyond what some anonymous mail forwarding company in another state could ever offer.
Precisely. It adds a whole different dimension to the value proposition, doesn't it? Something to think about.